Stop 7 is the first V on the railing. It points left and marks the spot where the railing jogs out slightly over the marsh. Stop 7 is opposite the first bench.
At this small jog along the railing, you are overlooking an area of very shallow water on the right. Warmed quickly by the morning sun, this is the most likely place to find painted turtles, frogs, and water snakes when they first emerge from winter hibernation in March. From mid-spring throughout summer, turtles are active in the marsh on sunny days. They paddle lazily just below the surface or float among the water lilies, poking their heads above the water. Others bask on muddy tussocks and emergent logs. If you walk by and cast shadows on the turtles, they'll dive into the water. Listen for the gentle plop. In May or June, female turtles leave Indian Brook and head upland to lay their eggs in sandy or gravelly soils along the edge of the trails or fields. It's not uncommon to find a painted turtle heading up the hill in the woods. Snapping turtles may travel farther away from the water to lay their eggs. We've found female snappers right next to the nature center looking for a good nesting spot. Turtles use their hind feet and legs to dig, and often make several false nests. Although they cover the true nest after depositing their eggs, many nests are preyed upon by raccoons and skunks. Now turn around so that the railing is behind you, and walk 5 or 6 steps to the bench. Have a seat. Feel where the sun is strongest on your face, and take a human compass reading. Ready? Do you feel the full power of the sun's energy warming you? Plants fuel the web of life in the marsh and everywhere else on Earth by harnessing the sun's energy to produce food, sugars, through the process of photosynthesis. Their roots, shoots, leaves, flowers, fruits, and seeds feed a wide variety of animals, including humans. Indians and colonial people utilized almost all parts of our native cattails for food, for example. They ate the tender, vegetative shoots, added the nutrient-rich pollen to their bread, and ground the rhizomes into flour, or cooked and ate them like potatoes. Indians ate the starchy tubers of the arrowhead, which is also called duck potato. In addition to feeding and sheltering the inhabitants of the marsh, wetland plants act as filters to purify water and as sponges to control flooding. In March and April, the plants of Indian Brook Marsh show few signs of new growth. But the days keep lengthening and warming up, and by the end of May, the marsh greens up with lush vegetation. The sword-like leaves of the cattails and the spearhead-shaped leaves of the arrowhead and arrow arum dominate the shallows. And then in June, you can smell the perfumed fragrance of the white water lilies that float on the surface.
When you are ready, stand up and take a few steps forward until you reach the railing. Turn left so that the railing is on your right. Find the first V again. From there, it is 47 feet to stop 8. Remember to follow the railing. Go straight down Turtle Alley, as the school children call the boardwalk, until you come to the next V in the railing, which points right. This is stop 8. Enter 8 when you are ready.